Amen. That was amazing. Okay, so I don't know why they put me first. So if you have your Bibles with me, turn with me to Jeremiah 18. And so if you don't know, Jeremiah is basically a warning from God to Israel to repent from their sins or they will be taken into captivity by the Babylonians. So we'll start reading in verse number 1 and we'll finish in verse number 10. So it says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." So we see that in this passage, God tells Jeremiah, obviously, to go down to a potter's house. It doesn't tell us what potter's house or whose house it was, but it tells him to go down to a potter's house. And so he goes down to a potter's house, and God speaks to him. And God says that we are in his hands, or Israel is in his hands, and if we are God's children, it's the children of God, so aren't we also in God's hands? And which brings me to my first point, which is we are in God's hands. So God wants to mold us just like the potter did in this verse. He was molding and sculpting this pot or this whatever it was to be what he wanted it to be, not what we wanted it to be. So we are basically this clay, and God is the potter. He is molding and sculpting us. And I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it's okay. So, it says in verse 7, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it." So why are we so afraid of somebody trying to take control over us and somebody doing something bad? If God wants it to happen, he'll let it happen. But if God doesn't want it to happen, he won't let it happen. It says, "At what instant?" Those three words are amazing. At what instant? It's like the snap of a finger, and the kingdom's gone. It's like an entire kingdom. And so, which brings me to my second point. It says, God can break us. If we are not doing his will, and we are not following him, he will break us down so we can see his will and do what he wants us to do. And so in verse 9, it says, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it." So it says, which brings me to my third point, which is God will build us. We may think it will take years and years and years of building and disciplining ourselves to be what he wants us to be, but we can't even do it. Only God can do it. And so let's read verse 4 again. So it says, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." So just like the potter is shaping and molding this clay, God is shaping us and molding us. And when we mess up, he'll reshape us until we are perfect in God's eyes. So I don't have very much time left, but has any of you heard of a... never mind. I'm not even going to go there because I don't have any more time. So Luke, can you come up, please?